Yes, Dr. Payne, could you briefly discuss fluid, problems with fluid overload, problems with just routine IVs when you go to the hospital for a sore finger?
At this point, you're as qualified as I am to discuss this issue, so I should turn it over to you. I think this is kind of a complex issue. It gets down to the what I was mentioning earlier. So the hypertrophic hearts, by the time that they reach a point where their heart has become very thick, those hearts are also diseased for their ability to relax and accept fluid, all right? And one of the things that makes your heart a unique organ is that on a beat-to-beat basis, it can accommodate an increase in bolus of fluid coming into it. A hypertrophic FA heart, I don't think, can do that. And in fact, the histology on the autopsy specimens I've reviewed, the function that I see on the echoes, tells me that their function, their ability to accept new volumes of blood, changing volumes, is pretty fixed. Consequently, if they're in a situation where they get a large bolus of fluid, and I'll come to that in a minute, then the heart is not going to be able to handle that much fluid that quickly. They can't increase the cardiac output. Consequently, what happens when you have too much fluid? You can't increase your cardiac output. It's called heart failure. And just because there's heart failure doesn't mean it's permanent. It can be transient. Okay? So the places that we see this happening really commonly, for example, would be a person with FA, thick heart, goes to the emergency room, and perhaps they were out partying the night before. All right? So they may be dehydrated. They may be fluid imbalanced. And the typical response in the emergency room always is plug in an IV and run in a liter of fluid. All of us in this room probably would tolerate that just fine. We'd feel better because we're rehydrated. But in the FA heart, they're kind of on the fence. So from a fluid balance standpoint, the heart is running optimally with whatever it's got, and it's not going to handle a lot more fluid without further invasive ways of managing that. So my strong advice would be that you mention to the emergency room doctor, my child or my son or my daughter has a previous ataxia heart, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Please be careful with the fluids. The other place that this comes into play, this is really very important, this is the one that you get heartbreaking phone calls on, is the child who goes through a very stressful surgery, for example. And in this population, it seems like scoliosis is the one. So in scoliosis, the surgeon has to lower the blood pressure. The surgeon has to do some major surgery to the spine straightened out. It may require a lot of fluid replacement, both during the operative period as well as the postoperative period. Well, the heart is no better off for having gone through scoliosis surgery. So heart failure may be a severe complication coming out of surgery. And that's why I am emphasizing the cardiologist, the orthopedic surgeon, anesthesiologist and an ICU doctor need to be on the same wavelength for what this heart looks like, because it will not respond in the same way that a non-myocardial cardiomyopathy will respond, and that's very, very important. There are tools and techniques that we can use to remove this fluid in the ICU if that happens, but again, it's a basic technology. We don't want to have that happen. So the bottom line for this particular discussion is these hearts may not have the same capacity to handle a large volume of blood, like a liter or two of IV fluid in the emergency room or in the operating room, for example. So that's my caution. And going into the emergency room, the treating physician needs to be very careful about watching the heart rate and watching how the patient is doing when they're giving the fluids. Does that answer your question?
Yes,
thank you. Segue on that. Your child is dehydrated, badly dehydrated, because of whatever, and you take them into the ER because you know they're dehydrated and they need to be rehydrated. So how fast do you give them that liter, or how much do you give them?
Yeah, at least in pediatrics, we have routine formulas that we use for this. Okay? Instead, if I'm in the emergency room where mom will call and the ER doc calls me and says, hey, this is what's going on, my advice is going to be to cut that in half. And while it's dead, just watch the heart rate and see if it goes down. treat the patient to a formula, which is what we typically do. Treat them to response of the heart. Yeah.
If they're an overall summary as a neurologist looking at this, is to ask them to use judgment. A bold statement, but that's really what it is. Treat the person in front of you, not the thing they wrote on paper.